Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way. I want to talk about four letters. You've heard the term, you've heard the ancient proverb, any chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Well, what I'm going to talk about today is about four letters with this proverb in mind. That are sent to small businesses from their corporate customers, from their big business customers. Now, two of these have already been sent, and two of them will be. The first letter is about quality. The first letter, quality, was born in 1950 when the ideas of the godfather of the 20th century quality process, Edwards Deming, you've heard me talk about him before, he reversed made in Japan from a metaphor for cheap into a mark of quality. During the 1980s, after American industrial competitiveness fell behind their global competitors, quality processes like ISO and Six Sigma were adopted and returned made in America to a mark of excellence. Depending on how long you've been around. The late 70s and the 80s, America quality went straight down the tubes. And they turned it around with this quality thing. Well, by 1990, with our quality house in order, big companies realized they needed similar commitments from the small businesses who had become integrated partners. And as such, big businesses needed to know that the support for their partners would at least not diminish the quality expectations of their customers. Consequently, you and I started getting letters from our big business customers saying, tell us where you are with your quality process. And if it wasn't good enough, we didn't get more business. Those letters went out in the 1990s. I saw them. Tell us how your quality compares, how you're doing quality, the quality process. And even if you weren't certified, you still had to show them your processes. Otherwise, no business. The second letter was about Y2K. Remember that? So Y2K was began in 1960s when programmers wrote date codes with six digits, as in the month, the date, and the last two numbers of the year, six digits. Because the hard drive storage was very precious and expensive. Because there were so many zillions of dates, they saved a lot of money by cutting out the century of the year date, right? And so that's what they did. But they didn't realize they were creating a ticking time bomb, literally a ticking time bomb. It wound up being what was called the Y2K time bomb. Well, around 1995, when they realized this was going on, everybody got real anxious, real nervous about, how do we do this? How do we remediate this? How do we fix this? And so people started having to upgrade their systems and their programs to include the full four-digit year date, so that when 2000 rolled around, January 1, 2000, the date didn't roll over to 1900, which it would have had, and so everything would have collapsed, right? So we all got real busy, and we all changed out our codes. But in the meantime, you got a letter that asked you what you were doing about it. And if you couldn't present to your customers, your big customers, that you were fixing this, no business. Because they didn't want to be dependent upon you when your dates were saying 1900 instead of 2000. Now, as you know, Y2K wound up being not as big a deal as we thought, but we can't prove a negative because so much work was done to solve it. We never know how bad it could have been. But that was another letter that you got. Now, here are two letters that you are going to be getting that you haven't gotten yet. may not have gotten yet. Some of you may have. So this one was born in the 20th century when we started realizing that the solution to pollution was not dilution. Since then, environmental stewardship has evolved from not polluting to sustainability. And that word, sustainability, essentially means doing more with less. And it includes making waste useful, especially water. It turns out that sustainability is not just the right thing to do, but it's been proven that it can be profitable, and so that makes it a best practice, a 21st century business best practice. You may not have yet received a sustainability commitment and practices letter from your corporate customers, but it's coming. Because of that best practice thing I talked about earlier, it'll be irrespective of the current state of the geopolitics around climate change. Your company, your big company customer won't care about what everybody else is saying about climate change. They're going to be sending you a letter largely because of the sustainability thing. So start thinking about resource usage, including energy, consumables, production rate, waste, especially water. Start documenting your efforts, practices, and performing your performance in recycling, reusing, conserving, things like that. So when a customer hands you their sustainability letter, you won't have that weak link in the headlights look. And they're going to want you to tell them, what have you done? What are you doing on sustainability? We have to prove to our customers that we're sustainable. You have to prove to us. That's what the letter's going to say. Here's the fourth letter. Does anyone need a review of the multiple significant cyber attacks that have been made on the digital assets and records of American businesses and government in the past few years? Well, whether from cyber criminals or cyber spies, the threat is real and comprehensive, determined, unrelenting, and to date at least, they're very successful, these bad guys. So you can expect the Trump administration to push for increased cyber defense measures for the government to an unprecedented degree, in my opinion, greater than any other time, because the massive level of businesses that corporate America does with the federal government will cause them to have to conform to what the government's conforming to. And I think the government and the marketplace will work together, but they're not going to leave you and me out of it, folks. Sometime, very soon, small businesses are going to start getting letters from their customers, their big customers, what are you doing about cybersecurity so you're not their weakest link? That's the fourth letter. So as a CEO of your small business, take lessons from the quality and the Y2K letters and set yourself up for success by taking action on sustainability and cybersecurity. My friends, do it now. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.